USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New satellite images show North Korea may be taking steps to produce more nuclear weapons. The images released Tuesday show plumes of smoke emerging from buildings at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Center. NBC reports that experts believe the images show North Korean efforts to restart processing plutonium for weapons at the site. The activity comes after a pair of missile tests from the North Korean regime, a likely challenge to President Biden's new administration. And G. Gordon Liddy has died. A central figure in the Watergate scandal, Liddy served more than 4 years in prison after being convicted on conspiracy and burglary charges. Liddy later moved into acting and starred in several TV series in the late 80s and 90s. In 1992, he began hosting his own nationally syndicated radio show, retiring from the airwaves in 2012. Liddy was 90. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead diplomatic efforts to deal with the immigration crisis on the border. But some Republicans have questioned whether or not she's the right person to handle the issue. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News that her support for amnesty makes her the wrong person to put in charge of immigration.
She's not going to get into this in any way, and if she were, she's the wrong person, because she's for amnesty for illegal immigrants. She is somebody who has fought with the ICE agents and always taken the side of the illegal immigrants. She's someone, while running for president, said illegal immigrants ought to receive free taxpayer-paid-for health insurance. If we want to follow and solve this problem, we need to do what the border agents told us when we were there last week visiting with them, and that's reinstitute the Remain in Mexico policy that worked under the Trump administration, and President Biden eliminated it on day number one.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure proposal on Wednesday, but critics say they hope the president will be willing to listen to the other side. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota John Thune says,
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that, at least right now, seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a referee officiating the Gonzaga-USC Elite Eight game is awake and alert after collapsing on the court. Referee Bert Smith was stretchered off the floor after he collapsed early in the first half. The NCAA says Smith was being treated in the locker room after feeling lightheaded. Standby referee Tony Henderson replaced Smith for the duration of the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.